Blog Talk Radio.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show.
Talk radio show.
Yep, what it is, though, inside the Friday Night Cypher, what's going on? It is Friday, March 8th, 2013. Tonight, we will recap the week in news and entertainment. A lot going on. Man, I have a USA Today in front of me from Tuesday. I was actually in Nashville, Tennessee on Tuesday, and on the front page, I actually flew this newspaper back with me on the plane Wednesday because I wanted to talk about it tonight. On the front page of the USA Today, the Tuesday edition, if you want to go online and try to pull it up, FBI opens Houston files. Singer once paid hush money. It's in the section of 1D, again, in the USA Today. Just want to talk about that. You also got Jeb Bush working hard to be heard. It looks like Jeb might be running for president 2016. How crazy would it be if Father Bush, bootleg son Bush, and then Governor Bush turns around, Jeb Bush turns around to be president of the United States? What kind of formula is cracking in that family? They need to package it. You are inside the cipher. I'm your hip-hop informer that do T.M. Hyman. On the other side, Hot Chocolate and Madam CeeLo Boston, Tupac, we're back in a moment. Yeah, I'm Freddie O.
You all appreciate it. When I was young, me and my mama had beef, 17 years old, kicked out on the street. Though back at the time, I never thought I'd see a face. Ain't a woman alive that could take my mama's place. Suspended from school, scared to go home. I was the fool with the big boys breaking all the rules. Said tears with my baby sister. Over the years, we was poor than other little kids. And even though we had different daddies, the same drama when things went wrong, we blamed mama. I reminisce on the stress I caused. It was hell, hugging on my mama from a jail cell. And who thinking elementary? Hey, I see the penitentiary one day. Running from the police, that's right. Mama catch me, put a whoop into my backside. And even as a crack fiend, mama, you always was a black queen, mama. I finally understand, for a woman it ain't easy trying to raise a man. You always was committed, a poor single mother on welfare. Tell me how you did, there's no way I can pay you back. But the plan is to show you that I understand. You all appreciate it. Tell us it was fair. No love for my daddy cause the coward wasn't there. He passed away and I didn't cry, cause my anger wouldn't let me feel for a stranger. They say I'm wrong and I'm heartless, but all along I was looking for a father, he was gone. I hung around with the thugs, and even though they sold drugs, they showed a young brother love. I moved out, started really hanging. I needed money of my own, so I started slanging. I ain't guilty cause even though I sell rocks, it feels good putting money in your mailbox. I love paying rent when the rent's due. I hope you got the diamond necklace that I sent to you, Cause when I was low, you was there for me. You never left me alone because you cared for me. And I could see you coming home after work late. You're in the kitchen trying to fix us a hot plate. You're just working with the scraps you was given. And mama made miracles every Thanksgiving. But now the road got rough, you're alone. You're trying to raise two bad kids on your own. And there's no way I can pay you back. But my plan is to show you that I understand. You all appreciate it.
Baby, don't you know I love you, sweet.
And dear mama,
baby, please, no one above you, sweet.
You all appreciate it.
Baby, don't you know I love you.
Pour out some liquor and I reminisce. Cause through the drama, I can always depend on my mama. And when it seems that I'm hopeless, you say the words that can get me back in focus. When I was sick as a little kid, to keep me happy, there's no limit to the things you did. And all my childhood memories are full of all the sweet things you did for me. And even though I act crazy, I gotta thank the Lord that you made me. There are no words that can express how I feel. You never kept a secret, always stayed real. And I appreciate how you raised me and all the extra love that you gave me. I wish I could take the pain away. If you can make it through the night, there's a brighter day. Everything will be alright if you hold on. It's a struggle every day, gotta roll on. And there's no way I can pay you back. But my plan is to show you that I understand. You all appreciate it.
Hip-hop informer, that dude T.M. Hyman. Welcome into the Friday Night Cypher of Friday, March 8th, 2013. Hey, welcome. Thanks for riding. All the way live from Plant City. Give it up. Hot chocolate. In the
yes,
Friday
sir.
Night Cypher. What up, what up, what up, what up, what up?
I'm here. Welcome to the weekend, people. TGIF.
Nope.
No, no.
Yeah. All the way live from Charlotte. No, actually, I can give it up. Madam CeeLo Boston.
Good afternoon in the morning time. How do you do? What up, Kizzy?
So you pushing buttons over there.
Baby. I know doing it. I know do that.
Hey, man, on the front page of that same newspaper, USA Today, I was referencing just a minute ago, manslaughter charges for 12 in the Florida A&M Van Hazen situation. Now, you know, you remember we had Dr. Gray Ray on the show a few weeks ago. She was a professor at Florida A&M. And there was in Orlando, I think, a fatal beating that began as a part of the welcome at Florida A&M's marching band and became a symbol. It was like that. You know how hazing is. You all know what hazing is, right?
Yeah.
Is everyone clear on hazing? Okay. And so it was like where hazing goes extremely wrong and someone died. And so now, you know, 12 individuals are being I guess the word is indicted, maybe, on manslaughter charges, which is pretty crazy. Hey, be careful. I mean, you know, things that turn into we have a lot of young people that listen to this program. Hey, the things that might turn that might look like it's a joke. Hey, if you know it's not right, you really got a some kind of notion. You know, you wouldn't allow it done to you. Hey, don't even promote it.
Yeah, definitely.
And definitely. Get out of Dodge. If you can't stop it or you don't feel like you can stop it, get out of Dodge. You don't want to be associated. I'm going to tell you, that's crazy. One, if you never had a record, you know, I think that's like a felony.
Yeah.
That's serious. And
unfortunately,
go ahead.
I was just going to say, unfortunately, in our HBCUs, the hazing is kind of something that, that has been going on for a while. There was a similar incident like that. Fortunately, in that one, it didn't end up in the person dying. But I believe like he got his jaw broken and had to get reconstructive surgery. It was at Norfolk State University when I was in school. So, you know, it's not it's something that's widespread and has been going on for a long time. And, you know, I understand the ritual of the whole band, you know, initiation thing, but it doesn't really have to go that far.
No doubt. Did you have a productive week? Like something, you know, got on your last nerve? You wanted to slap somebody? You just want to get something off your chest that happened, apologize, and just shout somebody out, you know what I'm saying, for giving you a hand up. And hit us up, 917-889-3926. Check us out inside the Cypher. Again, we recap the week in news and entertainment. Hey, what's cracking? Madam Kizzy, what's going on in Charlotte?
I had a headache.
Lord,
I had a headache for the last couple of hours.
I hope you're not going to turbo.
Would you like us to email you some Tylenol?
Man, listen, if I take any more Tylenol, I might turn into a white pill with red
writing. All right, well, I'll email you a bottle.
Thank you.
And a hug.
Now, that I definitely need. Everybody, email me, text me, hug.
Word, got plenty of hugs for you, boo.
Yeah,
hey.
Since we're talking about entertainment, have y'all heard that, you know, even though Nelly and Ashanti never really solidly confirmed that they were together, everybody pretty much knows they've been together off and on for the last couple of years. And now it seems that their encounters have ended. They are totally broken up, and Nelly has moved on to Tay Heckert. You remember the...
Who's that?
She was a video vixen, but now she's an actress. She was on The Game. Right.
Yeah.
And, you know, as a consistent role anyway.
She's in the Rick Ross Dice Pineapples video as well.
Right. So, and she's very beautiful. But, yeah, so they're dating now, supposedly. But the funny thing is that Ashanti's little sister is beefing with Nelly's new girlfriend on Twitter, pretty much warning her not to step foot in New York. Now,
Mini gangster, calm, go sit down somewhere, Mini gangster. Okay. Let's be for real about this. Come on now.
You know you Twitter can't gangster. Threaten people. You know that's a felony, right? You can't threaten people. Not a
Mini gangster.
Especially not across state lines.
Right.
And on Twitter. Come on, like, come be...
Right, dope coming to New York. My thing is, what do they have to hashtag for you to pay attention? Because if I were to say, I wouldn't even have got it. He's like, who is this chick? I didn't even know what Ashanti had a sister.
Well,
her last album came out 7 years ago. I mean,
speaking of albums, I believe, well, she's actually confirmed and said in interviews that she's channeling all of, you know, the many thing drama-filled incidents that she's had in her relationships and in her personal and professional life and channeled them into her new album. So, of course, it always makes for great material.
Hey, it better be better than that other mess she put out.
Boring. Whack. No, anyway, I got some information on the hottest MCs list that MTV just put out, and I'm not feeling about this.
You know what? Since we're going to get into some hot MCs, let's pause. After this, hey, we'll come back with the list. Hey, so let's just jump to a Jay-Z featuring Biggie, Brooklyn's finest.
Woo!
I pray you're live.
Okay, I'm reloaded. You motherfuckers think you big time? Fucking with Jay-Z, you gonna die big time.
Here comes
the pain.
Jigga, bigger, nigga, how you figure? Yo, peep the style and the way the cops sweat it. The number one question is, can the feds get it? I got vendettas and dice games against ass betters and niggas who pump wheels and drive jetters. Take that with
you. Hit ya, back split ya. Fuck fist fights and lane scuffles. Pillowcase to your face, make the shell muffle. Shoot your daughter in the calf muscle. Fuck a tussle, nickel plated. Sprinkle coke on the floor, make it drug related. Most haters
can't fade it. While y'all punk Willie, I run up and stunt still. Yeah, so you sent your little mans to come kill me. But on the contrary, I packed the Mac Millie, squeezed off on him, left the paramedic breathing soft on him. What's your name?
Who shot your mouth ties like Sinatra? Peruvians tried to do me in. I ain't paid them yet. Trying to push 700, they ain't made them yet. Rolex and bracelets, frostbit. When two niggas riding away, call me Igloo Stick.
Where you from? Brooklyn going out for all.
Marcy,
Big Smalls, nigga, shit your drawers. Brooklyn, represent y'all. Hit your forge, you crazy. Think a little bit of rhymes can play me. I'm from Marcy, I'm Varsity, chump, you JV.
Just
JV.
Nigga, amen. My bedside flow's malicious. Delicious, fuck three wishes. Made my road to riches from 62 to gym stars. My mom's ditching, gram chopping, police bear docking. D's at my door's knocking.
Keep rocking, no more mister. Nice guy, twist your shit. The fuck back with the pistols, blazing. Hot like Cajun, hotter than even holding work at the day's end. With New York place outside,
get up out of there. Fuck your ride.
Keep your hands high. Shit gets steeper. Here comes the Grim Reaper. Frank Wright. Need the keys to your innkeeper.
That's right.
Chill, homie. The bitch in the Shoney's told me you're holding more drugs than the pharmacy. You ain't harming me, so pardon me. Pass the safe before I blaze the place and hit six shots just in case.
Jay-Z and Biggie Paul, nigga, sips and draws.
Where you from?
Brooklyn going out to all.
Crown Heights.
Yep, inside the Friday Night Cypher, Hot Chocolate, Kizzy, Boston, T.M. Hyman. It's a 9:17. Where you at? What you doing? Hey, thanks for listening out there in L.A. Thanks for checking us out in Austin, Texas. We appreciate it. We appreciate it. Hey, Jay-Z.
Thank you for playing that.
You know what? You cut me off right before I finished. I was in performance mode, and that's okay, though, because I'm going to represent for Big all day tomorrow. Rest in peace, Notorious B.I.G. Yeah. Tomorrow is the anniversary of, you know, his untimely passing, and I was trying to remember, how many years was it? It was 96, right?
97.
Hey, and so let's do this. Let's make sure we don't want to leave our, you know, any of our listeners behind, because you know, to some of us, we may be you know, old heads to some of the younger cats, and then we like, you know, people like stuck above us and beneath us. They're like, what is that? What are y'all talking about? Why is that so exciting? Listen, you're talking about an era of hip hop. You know, everybody should know Biggie Smalls by now, but if you don't,
I just
say Google him. Google him.
Yes.
At this point.
Know your hip hop, really.
No, absolutely. And so I chose to play that specifically because of what Hot Chocolate is sharing. You know, this is a period that people remember. Anybody that was a fan of Biggie Smalls. I mean, as well as Tupac. I played Tupac earlier, because when I think of Biggie, unfortunately, I just think of Tupac, and they're two very unfortunate deaths. So again, if you're lost, I don't know where you've been, because hip hop, you know, if you know anything about hip hop, those are the faces, a couple of faces of hip hop. There's a few people that's been under a rock.
Legend.
But that's the epitome of hip-hop, Biggie Smalls, as well as Tupac. So we play those songs tonight, because tonight is like a freestyle night. We just kind of, you know, wild out on Friday nights. But we respect those artists, Biggie and Tupac.
Because, I mean, even for, like, what Hot Chocolate is about to get into, you know, some of these artists that are on this list, you know, they followed Biggie.
Yeah, I guarantee you ask any of these 10 MCs or hip-hop artists or however you want to relay them, who influenced them, I'm sure Notorious B.I.G. is in there somewhere, no matter where they're from.
Yes, he was an awesome storyteller.
Yes,
and,
sure.
You know, that's
well,
what made him stand out.
To give it to us, she had to...
Get into it, people. MTV's Hottest MCs list. Now, I'm actually going to start from the bottom, and, you know, then we'll be here. No pun intended. But, okay. At number 10 is Meek Mill. Number 9, Future. Number 8, ASAP Rocky. Number 7, Kanye West. This is where the controversy starts. Number 6, Big Sean. Sorry,
what?
I didn't mean to laugh. Wait, sorry, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to laugh. I did mean to laugh, but anyway. This is MTV.
Interesting.
Number 5 is Drake. Number 4 is Nas. Number 3
like
is
that.
Rick Ross.
I like that. Much respect, Nas, at number 4.
I don't know how you're going to feel about number 2 and number 1, though, because I don't know how I feel about them. Number 2 is
Too Chainz. Better not be Soulja Boy.
It's 2 Chainz. Wait a minute. And number 1 is Kendrick Lamar.
Who was number 2?
2 Chainz. What, you thought I was playing?
Oh,
it's
2
no, Chainz.
No, okay.
When you said 2 Chainz, I was saying, I hope you don't say Soulja Boy. So
no,
that's
bro.
How we didn't hear 2 Chainz.
It's 2 Chainz. Now, from what I understand, I'm trying to find it so I can stop giggling, so I can quote it correctly. But I'm trying to I'm trying to find out what it's compiled of. It's like,
well, I'm
gonna
tell
okay.
you like this though. But you know what? I'm not even gonna hate on 2 Chainz, because the only reason why I think and why I'm not gonna hate on it is because 2 Chainz has sold a lot of records, and so, you know, it really don't matter at the end of the day how we feel, you know, about him on records that he's on all by himself. He's almost, you know, he's like a lot of hip hop artists that blew up. They did that mixtape thing, they did that collabo thing. You know, look at T-Pain. T-Pain blew up off of collabos.
That's true. But
Two Chainz
is a bounce back artist. He's what I call a bounce back artist, because he started out with a group.
Titty
actually
Boy.
He's a triple bounce back artist. Boy with Disturbing the Peace, and then as a branch out, you know, he was with, the Duffel Bag Boy dude.
Lil Wayne.
Play a Circle.
Right.
Play a Circle. That's what they're called. So, you know, and I'm not going to reveal how old he is, but he ain't no young dude.
He's 37.
You a lot of 37. If he's 37, I'm 37, because his birth certificate says we were born in the same year. So.
Uh-oh. Oh, that was brave. That was brave, Hot Chocolate. That was
sprinkle
brave.
Some chocolate on that.
Sexual chocolate. How about that one? Okay.
And I'm mad.
Ow.
Okay. Well, I want to know where they, I'm like, for real, they had to come off of, it had to be like, you know what, they probably asked the same people, the same 100 people they asked for all these other polls that we don't know nothing about.
but what's funny is a hip-hop veteran as far as, you know, the MTV and real hip-hop world sway is on that panel. So it kind of it makes you think about what the mindset is when they're making their decisions, because obviously they're not talking about overall MCs, clearly. This just has to be 2013 based on, you know, 2 or 3 or 5 little bullet points, you know, record sales, spend, popularity, you know, buzz, that type of thing. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah, right. I mean, because first of all, you got to think, like, okay, some people may say, well, like, people who don't follow Nas as much, but the fact he came out with an album last year, well, the year before last, excuse me, the, yeah, 2011, the end of it anyway.
Life was good, but life wasn't that good.
Yeah, but you know what? That was a pretty dope album, though. I mean, he had the joint with Amy Winehouse on it. You know, he took it back a little bit, you know, to his Illmatic days.
I bought that album. I definitely would not say it was Illmatic, but it was decent.
No, I said he had songs that were Illmatic styled.
I'm saying IJF, IJF.
Hey, let's flip the music to R&B, and let's talk about this USA Today article. FBI had an eye on threats to Whitney Houston. It seems like Whitney back in the 90s, had a few issues where people really was kind of harassing her. They were calling it extortion for the most part. But they released some files that not only included, you know, Whitney Houston, but it also included Marilyn Monroe, Elvis Presley, Anna Nicole Smith. Some stars have actually been victims of extortion, or, you know, they were involved with some type of, you know, public activity. But the papers actually read that between 1988 and 1999, the FBI pretty much, you know, gathered quite a few documents regarding an extortion case that eventually was closed, you know, without prosecution. But they talked about back at that time how letters were coming to Nippy Inc. and her dad, who, you know, anybody who knows anything about Whitney, you know that her dad passed away, during a time where their relationship really wasn't that good. But
right.
Whitney's dad, supposedly, John Houston, actually paid off someone who was actually trying to extort money. So, you know, why would they do this? What was the big secrets? Apparently there was something in Whitney's personal life, something private, you know, in her relationships, that she said that she even admitted to, you know, sharing some information, personal things, to someone that she thought was quote-unquote a friend. So this friend turned around and used whatever information Whitney shared with her, whatever she knew about her or whatever she did with her, I think, in quotation, did with her. It came back on her, but anyway, I think it's crazy that our beautiful Whitney is under the earth and they're still talking about her front page of the USA Today, which I think is a reputable company, but I do understand also it's interesting and they write stories that make people read the newspaper, because I definitely not only read this paper, I smuggled it from Nashville to Tampa.
Well, I want to read.
That's advertising. That's marketing. That's marketing.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
I want to read one of the because, like, one of the people that you were talking about that was, you know, trying to, that was kind of stalking Miss Houston. This person first started, they're saying this person first started out saying, sending letters of admiration, right? The first letter, I'm just going to read a small part of it. Miss Houston, you are so pretty and so beautiful. I just can't stop thinking about you. Many times when I think about you, I will start to shake. I really and truly am in love with you.
Right.
Okay, so that's like the beginning letters, right? Okay, so then the next letters, as they progress, go, over the past 17 months, I've sent 66 letters to Miss Whitney. I have been to 9.
Oh, yeah, he was a nutball.
Huh?
I said, go ahead. Yeah, he was a nutball.
Yeah. I've been to 9 of Miss Houston's concerts and have tried to give her flowers twice at the concerts. When I first fell in love with Miss Whitney Houston, I tried to ignore what I felt towards her. After 5 months, I had to do something, so I started writing letters. I have tried to stop writing the letters and to give up twice, But after a few weeks, I had to start writing again. Like, what?
Oh, my God.
And so then, so as you can imagine, after letter, you know, 69 or whatever, everything just kind of gets a little ridiculous, and then he starts coming up with reasons as to why she won't respond to him, and, you know. So then
wow.
That's when this man started being flagged by the FBI.
We can't hear you.
Your mic is messed up.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, my thumb. Okay, so, yeah, after letter 70, excuse me, yeah, everything kind of got a little ridiculous. The FBI flagged one of the letters as a possible extortion attempt, pretty much saying that he believed his crazy ideas would have hurt Whitney Houston's reputation, so he didn't follow through on you know, like on the threats and so forth. So it was like he would threaten her and then be like, "I love you too much." Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's pretty crazy. Hey, it's 9:30 inside the Friday Night Cypher. We'll be right back. Hot chocolate kizzy. Madam CeeLo Boston. T.M. Hobbit. Friday night.
Okay, look, Ma, can't change what I are. I let her drop the roof on the Maserati with two girls in the coupe that love the menage. Laid up, Ritz-Carlton, getting massage. I let her hit the street in that chromed-out car. Hit the nightclub, post at that bar. Smoke in the air till I float on Mars. Hit an endless highway, coast at the barge. If you a rider, let's float to Mars. And I'ma bring you closer to the stars. But baby girl, yeah, you know I love the street life. I'm probably hugging the corner under the street light. I'm probably in the club doing what he like. And he like to be free. And he like beautiful women around he. Women in South Beach, the women in Cali. Come on. I do what I love, this is natural. Let's think rational. Should I fight my desires until I'm up in the casket, yo? Well, if you're asking, no, that's why I'm in the party. Can't see I'm high through the Cardies. I love the night light, the bright lights, brown skin, waist trim. She my night wife, yeah. Okay, and maybe I'm crazy. Maybe I should be living how they telling me, baby. But why they don't pay me? I'm cakey, they think they living the fast life until they race me, yeah. In the city so electric. I can't fight the connection. Let me put it in perspective. Come on, it's the closest feeling to heaven. It's real. Baby, I was born to shine. It's only natural to live my life. Live my life. Yeah, okay. Baby, I was born to glide. Baby, I was born to fly. It's only natural to live my life. Live my life. Now let's live.
Hyman Radio Live, Friday Night Cypher, your girl Hot Chocolate, Kizzy CeeLo Boston, TM Hyman on the other side of that. That was Natural.
That's right.
Y'all are crazy, yo. It's wild tonight.
That's right. Hey, no doubt. Hey, farewell fried foods. Hello fish tacos.
Fishy.
Oh, my
God. I love that commercial. Fishy.
The law.
Oh, my God.
Hey, I love that crazy commercial.
Fishy. But I refuse to try those damn things. I'm telling you, they ain't never the fish sandwich cut into pieces.
No doubt. Hey, farewell to fried foods. Again, hello to fish tacos. For a family in Alabama, the Stewart family of Montgomery, Alabama, hey, for years, their family had eating habits that consisted of eating whatever they wanted to when they wanted to. But I commend this family because now they have changed their dietary habits. Some major dietary changes, including exercise and going swimming. Long time, like most families, hey, they used to gobble down fast food, fried food, donuts, sweets, and other, I'm going to say no-nos. But they also live in, what has been labeled one of the fattest states in our country, one of the most obese states, Alabama is kind of, they've kind of fallen within the top 10 on a consistent basis. But again, this family are doing some things together. Family fitness challenges has been instituted. And again, now they're doing everything together. They're no longer eating the way they used to. They're now eating the nutritional meals. They're focused on their exercise. All of them had health problems. And so that's the one thing they all had in common. But they also were all obese. And that was the one thing they had in common. So I commend the Stewart family in Montgomery, Alabama, for, stepping it up within their own nucleus. And in turn, they're not only empowering their family, they're empowering the community. And we're reading this out of the USA Today. So you are, in fact, empowering the world. So, again, big up to the Montgomery family eating those fish tacos.
Fish.
Yeah, I mean, but that is important. I don't know who makes the measurement of how obese each state is or how that ranking falls, but overall I think we do indulge, and one thing more so than anything, our portion sizes when we go out especially are ridiculous in comparison to what, the standard should be if you're looking towards a more healthy way of living. So, try and work on your portion control. It doesn't hurt to eat kind of what you like, when you like, just as long as, you don't overindulge. Too much of anything is bad, people. So, at it like that. And get up and move. Don't just sit around. Get the kids from out in front of the Xbox and the PlayStation and the reality shows and go camping. Go for a walk. Go outside. Go roller skating. Go chase the dog in the yard.
Just go.
Chase your girlfriend. Go tickle her or something. Like, go have some fun.
Go tickle her. No doubt.
Yeah, I'm going to be dating. Right. Hey, whatever happened to that?
So why aren't you dating? Let's go there.
Why aren't you dating? Since you want to bring the question up.
That's a good question.
Well, hell, you asked.
Wow.
I was hoping y'all had a better answer for me. Y'all supposed to be my friend.
No, see, we can only answer for our own circumstances. We definitely cannot answer for yours.
Oh, come on. Yeah, I don't know.
What she tried to do was put us all on the spot for the question. But if you're going to put us all on the, well, if that's fine, but you're going to answer first, so how about that? How about that bit of chocolate again?
Okay, well, all right. I'll be honest. The reason why I'm not dating is because, already kind of, but not really.
What?
So, yeah. Complicated.
Oh, here we go. Here we go.
See, this is why you guys are supposed to have this answer. We're supposed to have like a dating game for me and everything, and it hasn't happened yet.
That was something else that we'll have to work on at another time. But yeah,
she said. The reason why I'm not dating is because I kinda am.
I kind of am, right. So you know, that would eliminate you from the why aren't you dating pool of questionnaires because you currently are.
But she had to think about it. Like it came to her, like an epiphany.
It was slow thought.
Right. After I
answer
the
question.
Oh, yes, an epiphany.
Definitely.
That Michelle with epiphany, just like I just had. That was all me right there. That was my
and
job.
She talking about some hay.
Hey, funny.
Oh wow.
Funny. Hey.
That's like asking a man, "Does your wife know you're married?" Like.
Hilarious.
That was a loud epiphany.
Hey, spring break next week, and we are going to get it in. I'll be on the road next week with a group of high school students on a college tour. house early or late Sunday night, early Monday morning, shall we say. And I'll be on the road with students who are excited about higher education from Sunday to Friday. So I solicit the prayers from many, knowing
sure.
that only a few are going to really
you're
going
to need them.
Because I need all the prayers I can get. So,
definitely
world, please pray for me as I help to educate your children and motivate them to want to take care of you when you're old. How about that?
Okay.
So you better pack some good snacks.
Absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely.
Oh,
Monday, 9 p.m., intimate encounters gone wrong. That was this past Wednesday's topic. We had technical difficulties. It'll be back at you Monday. Intimate encounters gone wrong.
I cannot
we
wait
would set the jet Wednesday, and followed up by a real wild show this coming Wednesday to make up for the fact that it should have been a wild show last Wednesday. Hey, this is strictly entertainment. This has nothing to do with anything other than entertainment. We use this platform to have fun. We are all believers of the Most High, however you want to chop it, cut it, spread it. Don't judge us as we won't judge you. How about
right.
that inside the Friday Night Cycle?
Right.
We respect artists. Whether they're cursing, whether they're not cursing, you know, whether they're, you know, whatever it is they want to say, they have a platform here at least one or two, maybe three times.
Maybe
I might
even
play three. I might play it three times in one show. How about that?
Because mm-hmm.
We can't. But right. we just have fun here. We want to educate. We want to stimulate. We want to bring awareness. We want to promote. And we want to entertain. We really don't want to do anything outside of that. But we also really want to start getting paid for this because we're almost like, you know, 500 podcast deep. So we're going to put it out here now that we're about to expand our territory. We're about to expand our tent a little bit. So work with us, follow us, as you will hear more from us. You'll start to see us respect the brand. And we appreciate you for supporting the brand. We're inside the Friday Night Cypher, Hot Chocolate, Madam Cilo Boston, that dude TM Hyman. Hit us up. If you got something that you want us to spin, hey, you can shoot it on over to TM Hyman Radio Live at gmail.com. That's TM Hyman Radio Live at gmail.com. We will play it. It's not even about consideration. If we don't get it on quick enough, once you email us at TM Hyman Radio Live at gmail, you can also send your music there and we will respond.
That's right. All right.
What else we got in the news?
Nicki Minaj filed her stylist.
Uh-oh.
Finally, because she finally looked at herself and saw herself on TV and saw how ridiculous she looked, and so she fired her stylist.
What happened?
Nicki Minaj. She fired her stylist.
Oh.
You know the one that was sending her up there with the cotton candy hair and all that. Yeah.
I mean,
she finally saw herself.
She should have looked in the. So she never looked at herself. She just let us.
Yeah.
Tell
it,
herself
in my opinion, it took too long. It took too long for
never
that
really,
firing.
Never watched herself on the show apparently. So she saw herself on the show.
So who does she fire for that?
On American Idol.
She be using.
Yeah, it was her own. It's her personal stylist. I'll get the name for you guys. I really did forget, but it was something that I had just saw about Nicki Minaj that made me think about it, that she had fired the stylist. So you may not see the colorful hair too much more often.
Good.
You know,
good.
You
yeah, thank
more,
you.
A little more conservative. So people,
applause
she wants
that.
To be taken more seriously now, you know, now.
See, I didn't think, as an MC... She's decent. I will say that she doesn't need all of the extra like fluff and hype. You know, she can you know she can hang. So she don't.
Yeah.
She to me she doesn't really need all of that.
We love you, Nicki. We love you. We do. We love you. We love you.
Right. Well, to give you guys the Nicki Minaj fired her hairstylist, her stylist, hairdresser, and makeup artist to be taken more seriously. Yes.
I take you serious, though, Nicki. I take you seriously. As a matter of fact,
I mean, I don't care if you wear the butt
pad. I love them strippers, and I love Nicki. I love them strippers, and Nicki. How about that? Yeah, I love
Nicki. He did that for you, CeeLo.
Yeah, I love Nicki.
Same time.
Yeah, I love you,
nigga. Let's play big bank, take love bank. You are looking at a shark in a fish tank. When I'm in the kitchen, I make plenty cash. Tell Shawty call me, she got plenty ass.
Yeah, I love the strippers. 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 In my foreign car, got the trunk by the engine. So when I back, back, I'm frontin' on you, know you frontin'.
Somebody out there talking about,
it's your birthday.
Go
God.
Wait, I can't wait to use that during Monday's topic. Oh, my God.
I can only imagine the best story when it sounds like.
Oh, we need to get that sound effect. We need to get that sound effect.
Hey, no, we got to get that actual song. Hey, I done heard it. Hey, I bust out every time like I never heard it before.
I couldn't believe when I first saw it. I couldn't believe. I was like, "Am I really watching this?" I mean, my
me too. I sat up like, "Hold on, this is a trick. I don't know something."
Right, right.
Hey, cause listen, hey, have you? So speaking of trick commercials, have you all seen the commercial that it starts off as it's a hip hop dance show, and it really. It really has you going for it. Then it flips. The person falls over a washing machine, and it's a Sears commercial about brand new washing machines. That was a trick commercial.
Yes, like it was about Dancing with the Stars or whatever.
Exactly.
Oh no! Wait, my son's favorite commercial is the one, you know, like how the car dealerships have the giant windsock people with their arms wave or whatever. I think it's a DirecTV commercial, and the lady's walking by a display, and the thing wraps her up, and she can't get her arms. She's all tangled up in the little windsock man. Hilarious.
Oh,
sorry.
God.
I guess you had to be there. It tickles us, but anywho, I do have one more chopping block story for the week. Apparently, Elizabeth Hasselbeck has been fired from The View. So, you View fans, you will not be seeing her. And apparently, another one of the co-hosts, Joy Behart, is leaving as well. So, Elizabeth Hasselbeck seems to have been viewed because she was deemed, quote-unquote, too right-wing and extremist.
Yeah, because she does have I remember when they first started, her and Whoopi and Joy used to get into it a lot.
Yeah, they used to get into it. Yeah, and for those who don't know, Elizabeth Hasselbeck is, I guess, also famous for being on Survivor. I forgot which round it was.
Yeah, because I have no idea who that is. I'm like, why do we care?
Why are we talking about her, right? Yeah, she was a finalist on Survivor, which is how she landed her gig on The View.
The Australian Outback is the one that she was on.
Yeah, sorry, I don't do those type of shows, so I wouldn't have known which one it was.
Yeah. I still
I do know that
no
it was Survivor.
Okay, she's a little blonde.
The young blonde. She's Matt Hasselbeck's wife, if you know football.
Tim?
I can't visualize.
It's not Tim. Her husband's name is. Is it Tim?
Tim Hasselbeck. He's an analyst for ESPN.
There you go.
He used to be a quarterback for New York.
Okay.
There you go.
I can't visualize her face, so. Even from The View, I can't.
The blonde, long hair chick.
Yeah, she's a small chick.
She blended in.
Yeah.
She blended
in. I
mean, she did. She blended in.
blended in.
Yeah.
Monday 9 p.m. We're back. Intimate Encounters Gone Wrong.
This is going to be so funny.
We will hear from Madam Seagull Boston about her excursions. We will hear from Hot Chocolate. And of course, I got a couple fire.
Fessa.
Ladies,
condoms and Burger King. That's all I can say.
Oh, my gosh. Everybody have a good weekend. I just want to shout out my friends listening in Atlanta. Hi, Donald. My cousin in Dallas. Hi, Reggie.
Big up.
Yeah, whatever you do, do it well. And hi, everybody. We love you. We check you out Monday.
Shout out again to Florida Christian College.
DMV Live Talk Radio Show. DMV Live Talk Radio Show. DMV Live Talk Radio Show. Live.
Talk radio show. Talk radio show. Real talk. Real talk. Talk radio show. CM Hyman live. CM Hyman live. CM Hyman live. Talk radio show. CM Hyman live. CM Hyman live. CM Hyman live. Talk radio show.